it will help you to process this as you go along. So that's it. So I want to, hi Virginia, where are you from? I want to, first of all, tell you who I am. North Carolina, that's awesome, welcome. I want to, first of all, tell you a little bit about myself, not too much, and the purpose of what we're doing here before I pray and I begin. As you can see, I'm jumping right in. So, hi, Geraldine from Virginia. Welcome. I hope you ladies brought fruit. We're gonna need fruit. It helps. Okay, from Ottawa, Joanne. Welcome. Okay, so my name is Nicole Murray. And I'm the founder of a ministry called Missionaries of Prayer. It is a prayer ministry. We also do mission work. And it's been around for 14 years, I think. I'm losing track of the years as they go. And God basically led me to start this discipleship school. So this is the discipleship school. This class is under the discipleship school, which is Glory to Glory School. And discipleship is not Bible study or sermons. It's really teaching you how to be successful in your walk with the Lord. And it's, some churches do an amazing job of discipleships and other churches don't. And some churches, if you have a smaller church, you just don't have the resources to do that. It's a little different when it's in person and face to face than when you have something available online for discipleship. So the school is free to anyone that wants to go on the website, glorytogloryschool.com, and sign up. And this class is actually a part of the coursework that we're doing. So I'm gonna make references to something that you might be like, what is she talking about? It's in the school, and you have to log into the school and sign up in order to follow the progression of what I'm doing here. So if I start talking about things and you're like, okay, I don't know what that is, it's in the school. So you need to log into that and then you'll be caught up. So this, I believe, is the fifth class. I think this is going to be the fifth class in this series. We're on to the fifth class now. So you're jumping in, but this can actually stand by itself. It's just if I start bringing up certain points, you'll know where that came from. Okay, so let me pray and then we can begin here. Holy Spirit, we just ask you right now to descend on this room, descend through the internet, going into every single person that will be watching this, into their homes, whether it's live or on demand, if they're catching it after, you have the same anointing and you can work through this in just the same way in a different time. And I just thank you, Lord, for bringing us here and for bringing this idea to do this class, because we know it's going to help every single one of us and it's going to enrich our lives and our walk with you. I thank you for being so patient, so gentle with us, and that you're going to really help us to understand more as you remove the veil from our eyes and you allow us to see you in this. Thank you, Lord. Bless our time here. Less of me, more of you. Jesus be glorified. In your holy name. Amen. Okay. Well, let's start. So, today, from the class, we talked about the last class we had, which was the key to spiritual growth and fruitfulness. We talked about the different makeup of man, of the mind, body, soul, and the heart. And so in this class, what we're doing is we're talking about the heart. Okay, I'm back. Please tell me you can hear me now that I'm back. Awesome. Thank you. Okay, so what's going to happen now is awesome. What's going to happen now is we're going to learn about how to affect the heart so that our mind and our soul will transform. This is all about transformation, because we know the Word of God says that, it says in Romans 2:12, do not copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn and know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So if you want to know God's will for your life, you have to renew your mind. You have to renew your heart, and you have to renew your soul to remove all those things that are not like Him, so that you will understand His will. If you're looking for your purpose in life, this is a good way to do it, by renewing your mind. It says in Joshua 1:8, study this book of instructions continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. So we see here that it's not just merely reading the word, but it actually requires us to meditate upon the word. Now, why is that so important? It's important because, you know, when you read something and you're not thinking on it over and over again, it'll just go out of your mind, okay? Because the word of God, it's like a seed, okay? So it looks like this. You have a seed, and you go to church, and the pastor starts preaching a really good sermon, and it's awesome, and you grab that scripture, right? And so here comes the seed, and it goes like that, and it drops. And then you hear another scripture, and it goes like that, and it drops again. And now you have these seeds, because you heard them, they got access once. But then what happens is, if you don't meditate, any interference or things that come into your life, any storm, this is what happens. Here comes the storm, it's gone. It's gone, because that seed, it didn't take root. It's still sitting on the surface of your heart. But the things that we meditate on and we take into us every single day, it moves beyond the surface layer and it starts to go deep within us. This is good and this is bad. If any seed, words are seed. You know, we have this saying, we'll say, I'm going to tell someone something. I'm going to plant the seed. Right? We say it all the time. I want to plant the seed. Words are seed. So if you keep hearing the same thing over and over and over again, and it's negative, that's a negative seed that is literally going on the inside of you. Okay. So if you hang around negative people, or you're constantly watching the news and it's fearful, that's the seed that's being planted. Okay. And from that seed comes a tree that then bears a fruit, good or bad. Good or bad. So what happens is, you have to determine what you're going to allow to come into your heart that's then going to turn into a tree that's then going to produce a fruit. And so when we take in the Word of God and we move off of the surface and we let it go down by meditating on the scripture, then what happens is that takes root in our heart and it begins to grow a tree, and then it produces a fruit. And so the scriptures change from being one-dimensional, just words upon a page, to something that you can actually see, touch, taste, smell. It affects your natural senses. It comes from the spiritual sense into the natural sense. Okay, so the Word of God says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Okay, that's because you can actually taste His goodness. You can taste His goodness. And so here's your fruit. You have your fruit? Take a piece of your fruit and taste that. Because every seed is planting something. Something is gonna come up from that. So, some of the seeds, we don't want them. So we have to stay away from all the things that are going to go down into our heart and bear not good stuff. So, we know that it says in the book of John, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And then the Word came down and dwelt among us. The Word is the manifestation of Jesus Christ. The Word bear a fruit called Jesus Christ. So when we take this Word inside of us and we plant that and it starts to grow, we begin to manifest Jesus Christ in every area of our lives. We see the manifestation of Christ. It becomes 3D. You can actually see it. It comes off of the page and it transforms into a three-dimensional manifestation in your life of Jesus Christ. That's how powerful this is. And how powerful it is when you meditate on it, you can produce that level of glory in your life and that level of fruit in your life, and that level of when you're walking down the street, people see it on you because you can't hide that. It doesn't get hidden. They see it. They see it on you. You don't even have to say anything because you begin to manifest Christ as you take the Word. As it became Christ, it becomes Christ in you. Jesus. Woo! Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now, thank you, Jesus. So now we know that the Word is a seed. And we also know that the Word gets planted in our hearts and it grows a tree. And then the tree bears a fruit. That's only the first part. See, what has to happen is the Word of God is like a recipe book. Have you ever been reading like a recipe book and you see some fantastic thing like these macaroons and you're like, oh, that sounds good. You read the recipe and you're like, man, I can just taste that thing. Okay, check out this one. It's vanilla panna cotta with guava raspberry puree and blood orange. Can you just taste that? Man, I can taste that. But the truth is, it only looks good when it stays in here. And you can only imagine what it tastes like after you've made it. So you have to actually make the recipe. You can't actually taste that. You can imagine it, but you can't taste it until you make the recipe. Okay, so we do that all the time with the Word of God. There are so many promises in the Word of God, and we think, wow, this is awesome. I want that. I want to have this and I want to have that. It's like looking at the recipe book. But until you actually go and make it per the ingredients, you're not going to get that product. It doesn't happen until you make it. Then you get the fruit of it. Then you have something where you're like, okay, I actually made this. You know, every Christmas I make cookies. It's my tradition. And I just, I always come up with these unique flavors. Like I don't make the typical thing. So I don't make typical sugar cookies. I actually make lavender sugar cookies. And so just imagine that in your head now. If you can't, just think about that. Lavender sugar cookies. But I've perfected that recipe and I make that. And so when people eat it, I don't tell them what's in it, but they're like, it smells so good. And what's that taste? You know, so you only actually get to taste that if you made it. The Word of God is like a recipe book. Once you make the recipe per the instructions, now you can taste that. Now you can say, ooh, I'm smelling that lavender. I can feel it. I'm tasting it because I have a manifestation of a recipe. But here's what we do. We think, okay, this word is for that person, but this one is not for me. I can't forgive this person because you don't know what they did to me. And so we try to change things and we change the rules in the Word of God. We say, well, it doesn't work like that. I'm going to just tweak it. You ever have people like say, oh, your recipe is awesome, but can I use margarine instead of butter? No, the recipe calls for butter. Is it okay if I substitute gluten-free flour for regular flour? No, the recipe calls for flour. That's the thing with the Word of God. You have to actually create the recipe according to His instructions. It's not gonna turn out well if you try to change that thing outside of what the Lord said. I'm going somewhere with all of this because when we get into the actual meditating on this scripture, you have to think recipe. You have to think, what is He asking me to do in this? And that's what you have to do in order to reap the benefit and the fruits of what He's giving you. So here's what God says about changing His recipe, otherwise known as trying to change the word. I warn, this is Revelation chapter 22, 18 to 19. I warn everyone who hears the words of prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which was described in this book. Proverbs 30, verse 5 to 6. Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him. Do not add to His word, lest He rebuke you and you be found a liar. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2. You shall not add to the word I have commanded you, nor take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you. So there you have it. God is saying, when I tell you that this is what you need to do to fulfill and reap these promises that I have in this word, you need to follow the instructions in order for you to come up with the proper solution, remedy, product, manifestation. And the amazing thing about the Word of God is it's an equalizer. There is not one Bible for a man and another one for a woman, one for young and another for old, one for the people from Kenya and another people book from the people in the United States, one for black people, one for white people. No, this is the equalizer. It is the same book for every single one of us. Why? Because God knows that we can do this. He created it and wrote it in such a way that every single one of us can follow every single thing that he has told us in this book. The only difference between us is what you're using to cook. Okay? Catch this. Otherwise known as your process. So, I might have a gas stove, and when I bake these cookies, it's gonna take 12 minutes. But if I try to bake the same cookie in a electric stove, I might end up with 9 minutes. You might be working with fire, a wood stove on the outside. You're gonna have a different time. You might be working with coals. You have a different time. This is called your process. Some things are going to be a lot quicker for you to get than other things. But at the end of the day, we can all do it. Okay, so what might be harder for you may be easier for me. What's easier for you? Harder for me. This is how it is because of our process as we go through life. Okay, so that's the only difference, but we can all do it. Okay, so now that I've laid all of this out to you, we're finally getting to the actual scripture that we're going to use to do the exercise. So this is where I need you to get your Bible now and turn with me to 2 Samuel chapter 22. 2 Samuel chapter 22. The Lord gave this to me a while back. You know how he speaks in numbers? I was seeing a lot of 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. And generally, what I do is I look up scriptures. And you can, in one season, 2, 2, 2 might mean one thing to you. In another season, it doesn't mean the same thing. So as I was reading through the Word of God, I realized that in this instance, he was actually trying to tell me something different from what he's normally telling me when he's using 2, 2, 2. So that's how I ended up here. And then I found this, the most amazing scripture that I was like, wow, just completely bowled over. And I knew this is what he was saying to me for where I was right now in my season. And I just wanted to share this with you. It's beautiful for this exercise. So it's 2 Samuel 22, and I'm only going to do verse 1 through 33. It's very long. You can read the whole thing after and actually use this, what you're learning to do it. So here we go. I'm going to read it in the NLT version. So if you don't have your Bible, I'm going to read it. You can listen. But I need you to be listening to the ingredients to this recipe. What do I mean? What is God saying he's going to do? And what is your responsibility in it? Is there something he's asking you to do in order to get this, what he's promising you? That's what you're looking for. Because when you're meditating as you're reading, you're looking to see what is he actually saying to me? And then you're making sure that you're actually following through with that recipe so you can actually get what he's promising you. This is the idea. So here we go. NLT version, 2 Samuel 22. It's David's song of praise. When you meditate on scripture, you need to take your time. Whenever you're reading, if you come across something that speaks to you, you need to stop and you need to think about it. You need to just roll it around in your head. You have a little bit of a conversation with God, otherwise known as prayer, about that section of the word. And then you continue reading. That's the whole thing, is not to rush through it, but it's to take your time, read it, process it, think about what is God saying to me through this, and praise him as you're doing it, okay? So you're not rushing, you're taking your time. And using the NLT version or the NIV version, if you're new to Christianity, the Lord basically told me when I asked him what version of the Bible to use for these classes, he said, use anyone. So I just know as a new Christian, the two that are the easiest to understand is the NIV and the NLT. So I'm using the NLT now. So if this is like a beginner thing for you and you're going to be doing this for the first time, just reading one version of this and thinking about it with the Lord is enough for you to get what you need on the first level. Then I'm going to go deeper and show you how to take it to another level, and then deeper still to go even to another level with it, which is how the meditation happens with the scripture. Okay, so here we go. 2 Samuel 22, NLT version. David sang this song to the Lord on the day the Lord rescued him from his enemies and from Saul. He sang, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and a place of safety. He is my refuge, my savior, the one who saves me from violence. I called on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and he saved me from my enemies." Hallelujah. "The waves of death overwhelmed me. Floods of destruction swept over me. The grave wrapped its ropes around me. Death laid a trap in my path. But in my distress, I cried out to the Lord. Yes, I cried to my God for help. He heard me from his sanctuary. My cry reached his ears. Then the earth quaked and trembled. The foundations of the heavens shook. They quaked because of his anger. Smoke poured from his nostrils. Fierce flames leaped from his mouth. Glowing coals blazed forth from him. He opened the heavens and came down. Dark storm clouds were beneath his feet. Mounted on a mighty angelic being, he flew soaring on the wings of the wind. He shrouded himself in darkness, veiling his approach with the dense rain clouds. A great brightness shone around him, and burning coals ablaze forth. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot arrows and scattered his enemies. His lightning flashed, and they were confused. Then at the command of the Lord, at the blast of his breath, the bottom of the sea could be seen, and the foundations of the earth laid bare. He reached down from heaven and rescued me. He drew me out of the deep waters. He rescued me from the powerful enemies, from those who hated me and were too strong for me. They attacked me at a moment when I was in distress, but the Lord supported me. He led me to a place of safety, and he rescued me because he delights in me. The Lord rewarded me for doing right. He restored me because of my innocence. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not turned from my God to do evil. I have followed all of his regulations. I have never abandoned his decrees. I am blameless before God. Hallelujah. I have kept myself from sin. The Lord rewarded me for doing right. He has seen my innocence. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To those with integrity, you show integrity. To the pure, you show yourself pure. But to the crooked, crooked, you show yourself shrewd. You rescue the humble, but your eyes watch the proud and humiliate them. O Lord, you are my lamp. The Lord lights up my darkness. In your strength, I can crush an army. With my God, I can scale walls. God's way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. He is a shield for all who look to him for protection. For who is God except the Lord? Who but our God is a solid rock? God is my strong fortress, and he makes my way perfect. Whew. I'm gonna stop right there. Wow. So I'm gonna ask you to type and tell me what spoke to you. What did you hear? What touched you in this? Which part made you stop? I want you to tell me what part of this spoke to you. Amen, Virginia. God's way is perfect. Amen. Amen. No matter what. No matter what. Harry, his promises prove true. Ooh. Jesus. Gabrielle, that you need to do better. It's good. It's good. Verse 29 and 33. O Lord, you are my lamp. The Lord lights up my darkness. God is my strong fortress. He makes my way perfect. Wrapped in death, but he saw my innocence. Praise God. B. Frederick, you're on it. You are on it. That was going to be my next question. Whew. Jesus. Jesus. Isn't this like his presence is our strength? Amen. Isn't this such a powerful scripture about God's deliverance? Now, Tony is on it already. No, B. Frederick is on it already. He's your deliverer. He led you to safety. Hallelujah. He is our shield. Hallelujah. My next question in this, with all that he has done, what verses point to your responsibility? What you were supposed to do? What did David do to cause God to come and deliver him? Hallelujah. He reached down from heaven, rescued me, and drew me out of the deep water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What did David do to cause God to come down like that? Harry P., be pure and walk in integrity. Hallelujah. 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 Called out. Hallelujah. Verse 22. I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not turned from my God to do evil. Excellent, Victoria. Excellent, Victoria. Verse 20 says, he led me to a place of safety because he rescued me because he delights in me. Oh, praise God. He followed all of God's regulation. Hallelujah. Do all of his statutes. Amen. Amen. That's what you call the ingredients to this. It's not easy sometimes. It's not easy sometimes. But you got to understand that there is a God who will rescue you from things that are unsurmountable, like you can't even get out of that. But it's what you do. You can be innocent, but how you handle a situation and what you do in the situation is what determines if the Lord is coming or not. Because if we step aside to sin, as Kimberly says, kept himself from sin, if we step aside to sin, it just takes longer for us to get there. So that would be the ingredient for this. Now, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take this to another level now, okay? So what we just did was the first level. So if you're new to Christianity and just started reading the word, this would be perfect because that's how you're thinking on it and meditating on it and really like looking for what did God do and what was David's responsibility. It's going to be the same thing with you. He will do for you exactly what he did for David. So now we take this thing to a whole other level. Generally, when I do meditative scripture reading, I don't just stop at one version. So taking it to the next level would be going to another version in the Bible and reading the whole thing again in that version, because they use different words in the Bible. And what will happen is it will just trigger another understanding to you for what God is saying, and it will deepen the experience. It's like getting the seed, digging the dirt and putting that seed down and covering it up. Okay, it gives you a deeper understanding of the same scripture when you go into another version of the Bible and read it. So I like these Bible apps. I'm using Bible Gateway because these Bible apps will actually, you can pull up different versions of the Bible and read, you know, whatever you want to read. So now we're going to go into another level of this. And I'm going to read this same thing in the Names of God version. I've actually done this thing like at least four times already. And every time I read this, it just gets me even more each time when I think about what God is saying. Okay, so look at the depth that is going to come now by doing this at another level, okay? Deeper. So Names of God version, the same thing. David sang this song to Yahweh. Ooh. When Yahweh rescued him from all of his enemies, especially from Saul. Now, in the interest of time, I would have read this all in this version, and then I would go back to do the other layer on top of it, which takes it deeper. But what I'm actually gonna do is do the two layers together. So instead of just reading it and picking out what's different about it, I'm actually gonna dig deeper now. So what I would do is this. This will be the advanced level. It says, David sang this song to Yahweh. What I would do is I would go on Google and I would say, Names of God Yahweh. What does Yahweh mean? I want to know, what does this name signify? That's taking it deeper. It says, Yahweh is Lord Jehovah. This name is so holy to the Jewish people that they don't even spell it out. They use the initial YHWH. which says in Hebrew, Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. It means Jehovah God. Okay? Yahweh, Jehovah God, Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. It also means the I Am. The I Am. He's not I Past, I Is, I Was, I Future. I Am the ever-present God. The ever-present God. The I Am, the great I Am. There is no other. So now we read. David sang this song to Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. When Yahweh rescued him from all of his enemies, especially from Saul. The I Am is my rock and my Metsuda. Metsuda means the fortress, my stronghold, the tower, the inaccessible place. So you're going into a fortress with God. You are hidden. You are hidden in God, in a tower, a stronghold, a fortress. Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh is my rock and my fortress and my savior and my Elohim, which means the three-in-one God, the Trinity. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Not Jesus only. Not Holy Spirit only. Not the Abba Father. Elohim, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The three-in-one God. The Trinity. Hallelujah. Woo! My rock in whom I take refuge. So you're taking refuge in the Trinity. My magen. Magen is my shield. My shield. My battle shield. He is my protector. My protector. He surrounds me. He's around me. He's my protector. Okay. Whew. The strength of my salvation, my stronghold, my refuge, and my savior who saves me from violence. I am shall be praised. I called on him and I was saved from my enemies. The waves of death have surrounded me. The torrents of destruction have overwhelmed me. The ropes of the grave had surrounded me. The clutches of death had confronted me. I called on Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh in my distress. I called to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost for help. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry for help reached his ears. Then the earth shook and quaked. Even the foundations of the heavens trembled. They shook violently because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and a raging fire came out of his mouth. Glowing coals flared up from it. He spread apart the heavens and came down with a dark cloud under his feet. He rode on one of his angels as he flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He surrounded himself with darkness. He made the dark rain clouds his covering. Jesus. Out of the brightness in front of him, he made lightning. I am thundered from the heaven. Jesus. The El Elyon, which means the Most High God, the Exalted One. So there's none above him. There is none above him. the Most High God made his voice heard. That means there's no voice any higher than his voice. There is no other voice more exalted than the voice of God. The El Elyon made his voice heard. He shot arrows and he scattered them. He flashed streaks of lightning and threw them into confusion. Then the ocean floor could be seen. The foundations of the earth were laid bare. At Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh's stern warning, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils, he reached down from heaven above and he took hold of me. He pulled me out of the raging waters. Whew. I can picture that. Whew. He rescued me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me because they were too strong for me. On the day when I faced disaster, they confronted me, but the I am became my defense. He brought me out into the wide open place. He rescued me because he was pleased with me. Yahweh rewarded me because of my righteousness, because of my hands, they're clean. He paid me back because I kept the ways of the I am. And I have not wickedly turned away from the Father, the Son, or the Holy Ghost, because all of his judgments are in front of me. I have not turned away from his laws. I didn't turn away from the laws of the Father. I did not turn away from the laws of the Son. I did not turn away from the laws of the Holy Ghost. I was innocent as far as he was concerned. I have kept myself from guilt. Jehovah God paid me back because of my righteousness. In dealing with faithful people, you are faithful. With the innocent warriors, wow. Innocent warriors, that means some fight you get into. You're innocent. You had to go to war because you had to go to war. It had nothing to do with what you did. To the innocent warriors, you're innocent. With pure people, you are pure. In dealing with devious people, you are clever. You save humble people, Jesus. But your eyes bring down the arrogant people. Oh, Jehovah God, you are my lamp. No. Oh, I am, you are my lamp, because the I am is the ever-present God. And I just see that light being the constant lamp as you walk. Hallelujah. I am turns my darkness into light. With you, Jesus, I can attack a line of soldiers. Of course, because if he's the light and he's there, he's gonna shine his light on all of that darkness. You're gonna see them anywhere they are. You're gonna see them because the light of the I am is there. With the Trinity, I can break through barricades. Woo! Yes. The Father's way is perfect. The Son's way is perfect. The Holy Ghost's way is perfect. The promise of Jehovah God has proven to be true. He is a shield, protector to all who take refuge in him. Who is like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost but the I am? If you ever question if it was all three, if you ever question that it was all three, who is like the Trinity but Jehovah God? Who is a rock other than the three-in-one God? El. It means strength, might, and power. El is the God who gives strength, might, and power. El arms me with strength. Actually, the rest of the scripture, because I'm going to stop here, talks about the strength that El gave him and the might and the power to defeat whatever came against him. So when David defeated Goliath, that was by the power of El, strength and might and power. I'm going to stop right there. But what did you think? You tell me. Did you get a whole other level on this? Seriously. Wow. My goodness. God is good. Woo! Man, I'm telling you, we dug some dirt today and dropped a seed, covered it up. And now a tree is coming 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 up. And then we're going to have fruit when we follow the ingredients. Now, let me tell you this. If when you're reading it, you're picturing in your mind, I need to be rescued now, and I would like this in my life, but I really didn't live it like how David lived it. I didn't really walk this thing the right way. And I know this. Listen, it's called repentance. That's all you got to do. If the Lord gives you the scripture and you start reading it and you start meditating on it and you're like, but I did this, I messed up, you stop right then. God, I am so sorry for what I did. I'm sorry I said, and I'm sorry I did. Please forgive me for that. Wash it away with the blood of Jesus. I repent. I will not do that again. I will no longer say those things. Give me another chance to get it right, but I really do need you to deliver me in this. You repent. That's all. It's not hard. You just have to admit that you're wrong and not continue to do it. So if it's something at work, you repent for it. If you need to go apologize to people, you go and apologize to people. If you need to ask for forgiveness, you ask for forgiveness, okay? But you have to get yourself back to a clean slate with the Lord through repentance, and he will move on your behalf. Amen. 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 So now, I'm going to give you some homework. Here's the homework. I'm going to give you a scripture. I'm going to ask you to use the principles that you learned here with this scripture. And then I'm going to recommend three versions of the Bible for you to read this in. You can choose whichever one you want, but I'm going to give you three and for you to read it in these three versions. And whatever the Lord speaks to you through that, I need you to come back and write a comment on this video. It will be up. What the Lord showed you in it. Okay, homework. Colossians chapter 3, verse 8 to 11. Colossians 3, 8 to 11. And I've already gone through the versions. You can choose whichever one you want, but I would recommend the King James Version, the New Living Translation, and the Living Bible, which is LB, the Living Bible, to do this. Colossians 3, 8 to 11. And that's it. Now, I'm thinking after what I just did, you should know how to do this on your own at home. And, you know, take your time. I went through it because I've done this already. I've processed this. And I've processed this already. But you guys might want to go back and sit with it some and and really get out of it what you need to get. So I pray it blessed you. I pray you learned something new and that this will be a great tool for you to renew your mind, your heart, and your soul, and worship God. Amen. Where are we now? 1 hour. Not bad. Okay, so I'm gonna pray with you. And there you go, Ruth. Maybe this was for you. I'm gonna pray with you. Do we have any, as I close out and I'm praying, is there any specific prayer requests you guys have that you want me to pray for you on something? Just gonna say a general prayer for everybody, but I was just wondering if there was something specifically that you needed. You are welcome for an interview. Yes, Virginia, amen. To be able to wait on the Lord, amen. You are welcome, Ugar. Acid reflux, okay. Amen. Embracing God whenever he leads. Amen. Salvation for your husband, Sharon. Amen. Amen. Hi, Matthew. Amen. Okay, so let me pray. Most Holy Father, thank you so much for this teaching. Thank you so much for your word. Thank you for the depth that comes from it, Lord, when we not just read it, but we meditate upon it, when we research it, when we look into it, when we think about what you have to say to us through it, Lord. I thank you that every single answer to any question that we have in life is written in your word. It's a book of solutions. It's a big, giant love letter from you to us. It brings us closer into a relationship with you. It is supernatural. May we manifest you, Christ Jesus, as we meditate upon it. And may your word be true in that we will be successful in whatever we do as we meditate on it. May it be true in our lives, Lord, as we continue to walk out the instructions that you've given us in this word. You know yourself. I pray for financial blessing to overtake you in this new era. I pray it overtakes you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Well, thank you all for coming and joining me. Remember, you can go to the website, glorytoglorieschool.com, to sign up for the discipleship class. This was only one of the classes. There will be many, many, many other ones there. And nice to meet you too, Virginia. And then you can go ahead and follow on. It's free. You can do it. Or the other ministry, it's missionersofprayer.org. Missionersofprayer.org. And that's it. Thank you so much for joining. God bless you. Go with the Lord. Hallelujah. Brandon, his word will reach you. You hear and you will move on it. Amazing. Praise God. Can you pray for me? Yes, whatever the Lord is leading you to pray, that I'll continue to do his will, his way, that I do that ingredient the way he says and produce fruit in my life and whatever else the Lord is leading you to pray. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you all. Have a great year, a sweet year, as they would say. All right. God bless.